They can be called the Harvesters of the Sea, longline fishermen who, with their 25-mile-long lines, supply over 1.4 million pounds of fish in Barnegat Light alone. But the days of local longlining may be numbered as a bill by Senator Jim Saxon enters Congress, which, citing environmental concerns, would ban such techniques permanently from local waters, something that fishermen are saying is unfounded.
I don't think that it's right that they can point the blame at U.S. longliners who lead the world in conservation as far as, we're under a strict quota. You know, we're managed by ICAT, which is an international treaty among different countries. You know, what we fish for is a highly migratory fish, and, different countries catch the same fish that I'm catching because they migrate around the world. And I can tell you that the U.S. leads the world in conserving these highly migratory species.
His name is Dan Mears, whose commercial longlining career has provided for his family for over 22 years, a career now threatened by the proposed bill, which, in addition to banning the longlining technique, also voluntarily buys out fishing businesses involved. Mears maintains that such an action would send him into an early retirement, something he's not ready to do.
You know, they want to shut down longlining from Cape Hatteras to the Canadian border, which would pretty much destroy us. Yeah, and then they're talking about, you know, wanting to buy us out. But I mean, this is my livelihood. I'm not ready for somebody to step in and offer me a lump sum of money and, you know, wave goodbye. You know, I'm a young guy. I have four young kids. I have a house to pay for, you know. I mean, I'm not ready for that, you know.
Mears also holds that there's more than meets the eye as far as the bill's motives are concerned. Currently, recreational fishing lobbyists strongly favor the legislation. Groups he feels have a lot more to gain than simply saving white marlin.
You know, there's groups out there that, they want the whole fishery to themselves. They want the commercial guys totally rubbed out so that they can establish the commercial quota. The U.S. has allowed a certain amount of fish to ICAT, and that's combined through the recreational, the sport, the commercial. It's all one lump sum. Then it's up to the U.S. to divide that out between the commercial and the recreational. And there's groups out there that just want a bigger piece of the pie, and they're after our piece of the pie.
So the battle continues for local longliners like Dan Mears, seemingly victims of the system they tried so hard to abide by.
We use the same method as what a recreational. We're using a hook and a line. You know, we're just going about it a different way.
For WBHX News, I'm Dean Hurley.